Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Chemicals are used in almost everything, from the food we eat, to the prescription drugs we take, to the cars we drive. But as Jacqueline Bennett, an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry at the SUNY College of Oneonta, explains, the word chemical doesn't have to mean toxic.
Chemistry undeservedly gets a bad rap. The marketing industry has commandeered the word chemical to mean toxic substance. They advertise products as chemical-free, which is impossible since everything is made up of chemicals. Water and oxygen are both chemicals. As Paracelsus once stated, it's the dose that makes the poison. That said, how chemists make essential materials often involves exposure to high doses of relatively toxic compounds that are later disposed of as hazardous waste. My research focuses on finding greener ways to make an important class of compounds known as imines, which are found everywhere from rust inhibitors to blockbuster drugs having household names like Zetia and Taxol. When making these compounds, the biggest health hazard is the solvent, because it's the main component and it gets into the air easier than anything else, thus posing an inhalation hazard. Traditional syntheses use solvents known to pose serious inhalation hazards, so I chose to use a benign alternative solvent called ethyl lactate. It's a naturally occurring FDA-approved food additive that breaks down quickly and harmlessly in the environment. With it, I obtained not only better results, but much more quickly and without the need for heat. The first time I tried this method, I was shocked to see what looked like gold glitter form after just a few moments. My comparison method needed 24 hours of heat. Thinking it had to be a fluke, I tried it again and again and again. In fact, the reaction is so easy and quick, I've used it in presentations. There's this visceral aha moment because I'm doing chemistry that's safe, practical, and approachable to make these beautiful, glittery, appealing compounds. This kind of chemical magic can be an effective tool for inspiring our next generation of chemists. Plus, once we can mass-produce imines economically, we'll validate the effectiveness of green chemistry as a strategy for protecting our health and our planet.
That was SUNY College of Oneonta's Jacqueline Bennett. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.